Day two of the World Sailing Annual Conference opened with a governance reform town hall meeting, where World Sailing Vice President Philip Baum presented work done to date and future work for 2024. The work was positively received. In the first meeting of the World Sailing Safety Commission, the members discussed the importance of safety in protecting the World Sailing brand and reputation and developing a safety culture at World Sailing events. The Commission also noted the various approaches to safety in other industries. The main outcomes of the meeting were to redraft and redefine Regulation 38, which outlines requirements for incident reporting, with a desire to improve the current system, discussed alongside the objective of developing a World Sailing Safety Policy. The International Umpire Subcommittee discussed educational plans to assist the development of international umpires alongside exploring opportunity to offer educational material for MNAs. The subcommittee also reviewed umpiring policies, manuals, calls and rules. They completed reviews of this year's first time and renewal international umpire applications to take recommendations forward to the race officials committee to make the final decisions tomorrow. There were two main topics discussed by the Youth Events Subcommittee. Firstly, the Youth Olympic Games in Senegal, where a recent site visit revealed many challenges to include dinghies in the sailing program. It was therefore agreed to allocate the four medals to windsurfing and boards, kite or other. A working party will be formed to finalize proposals in the coming weeks. Both open and closed discussions around Youth World Championship strategy brought forward some innovative and creative concepts which will be developed over the coming months with a target of 2026. Output will be shared with events committee later in the week. Equipment Rules Subcommittee. All submissions related to the equipment rules of sailing were discussed and the subcommittee gave their opinions, which will be reported to the Equipment Committee and Racing Rules Committee. The subcommittee also discussed the findings of research into the current use of personal safety equipment in Olympic classes following the survey conducted by the Technical Department at the 2023 Allianz Sailing World Championship. It was highlighted that Olympic classes require consistency in their policy and rule when regulating the use of helmet, impact vests, and quick-release harnesses. It was noted that the Equipment Committee will discuss the Technical Department recommendations and will be happy to provide help on the required wordings of standardizing the class rules. The Technical Department provided an update around the latest activities of the in-house certifications program, including audits, classes and rating systems joining the AIHC program, and the new reporting system in place for sail manufacturers. The technical department reported the class rules changes approved since the previous annual conference, a total of 55 class rules. It was noted that currently there are 25 class rules under review, including existing requests, class rules changes reviewed at ERSC meeting, and requests to be discussed early next year. It has been highlighted the next big objective of the subcommittee before the end of the squad. The quad will be to update the standard class rules template, and the fact that currently four classes are moving to the standard class rules. The current under review class rules were discussed during the closed session. Feedback from discussion will be sent to the classes and approved changes published on World Sailing website. Transgender Working Group. Amongst the attendees was representation from MNA, athletes, classes and the medical commission for a positive discussion with next meeting to be held in January or February of 2024.